What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
J.D. Souther, he is a renowned singer-songwriter. He passed away at the age of 78. Known for his collaborations with the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt, Souther played a pivotal role in shaping their careers. He was a close friend of Eagles frontman Glenn Frey, and his suggestion led to Frey and Don Henley joining Ronstadt's backup band, which ultimately helped form the Eagles. Souther also achieved solo success in 1979 with his hit, You're Only Lonely, reaching number 7
wow.
on the Billboard Hot 100.
And that was his best hit other than the ones he wrote?
He also did a duet with James Taylor, Her Town 2.
Okay.
But he was so ingrained with Eagles, he's on the cover of the Desperado album.
No kidding. Huh.
He wrote a lot of their, like, collab.
In fact, besides the Lita Ford song I played for you earlier, every single song we're playing today is written by J.D. Souther.
Wow.
There you go.
That's really cool.
Good to know.
Walmart announced that it would be raising pay for its Sam's Club's employees Tuesday as part of what the company is calling deliberate and meaningful investments in its workers. Some companies should take note. The big box giant said in a press release,
Odyssey?
No, that no. it would increase employee pay yes. between 3% and 6% starting November 2nd, depending on how long the employee had worked at the members-only store.
Yeah, you know, I guess, well, here's what I'm afraid of. What happens if they try to do that at Costco and I have to pay more than $1.50 for a hot dog?
That'll never happen.
See, I don't want that to yeah. I don't want that to influence my footlong over at Costco.
I don't think it will.
I don't know.
I think you're safe. I think that's solidly yeah. worth $1.50.
Big pin, you think? Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like Flappy Bird is returning to iOS and Android devices after a decade-long hiatus and will include new characters and new game modes. The mobile game will be back in 2025, according to its trailer and website, after having huge success following its launch in 2013. The game was taken off the App Store and Google Play a year later by its developer. Hope I'm pronouncing his name right. His name is Dong Nguyen, who believed it was becoming too addictive.
What game is this?
Flappy Bird. I remember Flappy Bird.
I have never even heard of it.
You have to keep the bird flying. No, you have to keep the bird flying. You just tap it, and it keeps the bird flying, and
sounds
you have to move up and down.
Doesn't it?
You just tap your phone.
Yes. That's all it is.
Yep. Honestly, it is.
And
that's
people
it.
Are addicted to this.
Yes.
Because there are obstacles in your way, so sometimes you flap more, sometimes you flap less.
It's almost like my lips. Sometimes I flap more, sometimes I flap less.
All right,
I wonder if this is available in Lebanon. Oh, they don't have smartphones in Lebanon anymore. Sorry. Go ahead.
Renewing your U.S. passport just got a lot easier. The U.S. State Department rolled out its online passport renewal. This rolled out Wednesday nationwide. It was previously only available on a limited basis during beta testing. However, not all Americans are eligible for the online option.
What?
To qualify, applicants must
prove they're a citizen.
Not be felons.
No. Hey.
Not be felons.
You must be at least 25 years old, live in the U.S. state or territory, have an existing passport that was valid for 10 years, be applying for a regular tourist passport, be able to upload the digital photo, pay the renewal fees, and not travel abroad for at least 8 weeks from the application date, because once you start it, your existing passport
is just, null.
It's invalid.
You know what? I did it. It works fine.
I did it, too, and it was really quick.
Yeah.
I was part of the beta test of it. I signed on one day to see what I had to do to update my passport, and I discovered that I was
eligible?
A candidate to take part in
yeah.
it. And I got my passport in like 2 weeks. It was
wow.
amazing.
Well,
it used to take 2 months.
I know.
Yeah. Easy.
I know.
Awful.
Did they really put in there that you have to be a U.S. citizen?
Yes, they did.
How else do you get a U.S. passport?
No.
Mark, you've seen the world.
Seriously.
That's why.
Are people that stupid?
And well, you know, because up until 16, your passport's only good for 5 years. But once you're past 16, then it's good for 10 years.
Right.
So this is all the things that Ethan said, I think, have something to do with that. Mm.
Except that you have to be a U.S. citizen
right.
to get a U.S. passport. Come on.
It looks like 260 members of Congress are supporting the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep the AM dial in all vehicle dashboards. If the bill passes both the House and the Senate, it will require access to AM radio stations in all motor vehicles. Although some automakers, including Tesla, BMW, Mazda, Volvo, Rivian, Volkswagen, and others, are moving forward with plans to remove AM access. They say that it interferes, like if you're an electric car, that the electric car interferes with your signal. So that's why they're trying to take it out.
Oh, that's a bummer. I see. Yeah, they'll stop that.
Yeah.
I think. That'll be one bipartisan thing they can agree on, would be my guess.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.